The Bush administration is responding to the fact that the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service granted a student visa to Mohammed Atta, the mastermind of the September 11th attacks. Worse, it was only this week that the INS notified the Florida flight school where Atta and other hijackers learned to fly that the terrorists had been approved for the visas. It's the latest blunder for the INS, which has come under intense criticism for sloppy record-keeping and ineptness. The Bush administration has promised to overhaul the agency, but NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports there are huge roadblocks ahead.
A few weeks after the September 11th attacks, President George Bush convened the first meeting of the new Office for Homeland Security and promised that the government would do everything in its power to stop terrorists from entering the U.S. on foreign student visas.
If a person applies for a student visa and gets that visa, we want to make sure that person actually goes to school. In other words, if they're using the visas for the intended purpose.
In the case of Mohammed Atta, the ringleader of the September 11th attacks, the INS upgraded his tourist visa to a student visa so that he could attend a flight school. He was not on any watch list, so no alarms went off. But even if INS officials had suspected Atta, they would not have been able to track his whereabouts in a timely manner. The U.S. government does not have a system in place to track foreign students electronically, and yet it continues to issue tens of thousands of foreign student visas.
We are just as vulnerable today as we were before September 11th.
Senator John Kyle, Republican of Arizona, is co-sponsoring legislation that's supposed to overhaul the screening and tracking of foreign students, but his bill is stuck in the Senate.
I think if the American people understood the roadblocks that sometimes are put in the way of accomplishing these things, they would be very angry.
Here's why, says Kyle. After 9/11, Congress gave INS $36 million to jumpstart an internet-based tracking system that will connect over 70,000 schools to the INS. But that system is still years away. No more than 200 schools will be online this year. The Office of Homeland Security, which was created to coordinate anti-terrorist efforts nationwide, has had little or no role in developing the new system. Schools, meanwhile, are now more confused than ever about the process for allowing foreign students into the country.
This is not the sort of system that gets put in place by snapping your fingers.
Terry Hartle is with the American Council on Education, which lobbies Congress on behalf of higher education.
We do not know if a student applies for a visa. We do not know if a student gets a visa. We don't know if a student actually comes to the United States until after INS is able to process the information manually and tell us.
As the Atta case showed, it takes 6 to 9 months for the INS to inform a school that a student's visa has been approved. Without an electronic tracking system, there is a huge disconnect between the INS and schools, a disconnect that could allow future terrorists to slip through. In San Diego, California, for example, the INS had information that some of the terrorists could have had ties to Middle Eastern students there. Lauren Mack is with San Diego's INS office.
The INS Investigations Unit ran a program in the students' database by country and obtained information on certain students from certain countries that were on the list of sponsoring terrorist activity or having terrorists. And then they went out to the schools to find out whether or not those students were still in status.
But rather than asking schools for current information on foreign students, the INS relied on its own files, and those were 10 years old. INS agents wound up catching only a handful of students who had overstayed their visas or were not attending school full-time. The INS may never know whether it missed someone with ties to the September 11th attacks.
Thank you. I want to thank everyone for coming here for the Taiwanese coffee hour. Enjoy your food.
Today, on the San Diego State University campus, one of the schools targeted by INS, life is pretty much what it was before 9/11. The International Coffee Hour every Friday is once again drawing big crowds. There's been no drop in foreign student enrollment. And university officials are once again adamantly taking the position that their role in protecting this country from terrorists is limited.
We're not informing immigration for anything that they don't ask us for. We're not law enforcement in that regard.
Ron Moffitt is director of the International Student Services at San Diego State. Moffitt says, as an educator, his first allegiance is to students. He says even if he had reason to believe that a student had ties to Al-Qaeda, in his words, he would not be obligated to call INS.
Universities are more than willing, they're anxious to do their part But to think that it's going to stop Al-Qaeda terrorist from coming in our country and doing harm, I don't see it happening.
This attitude is widespread on most school campuses. Aside from the INS's bureaucratic bungling, it may turn out to be the biggest roadblock of all. I'm Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, San Diego.